Well, the start of joys and concerns this morning, we're reading a thank you. Dear church and family, our family has been blessed by the many acts of kindness shown to us in the loss of our dad, Bob Sally. We thank Cliff Soppy, Mary Norton, Larry Kahn, and Joanne Lewis for the weekly visits to see him over the last 5 years. We are gratitude for helping hands of the kitchen ladies in preparing and serving the luncheon for our family. Our church family has been a source of comfort through prayers, phone calls, food, memorial donations, and cards. Thank you for your love and support. May God bless you all, Roberta and Joe Dale Hedrick and family. I'd like to bring your attention to the prayer that people that need prayed for in our nursing homes and those in our armed services that's in your bulletin. Remember them during the week and lift them up in your prayers and keep them in your hearts. And each of us have prayer requests that we have and we know other people. Let's keep those in our hearts and minds also. Dear Lord, we ask prayers on those that we have lifted up that's in our bulletins. Lord, remind us every day that you're willing and able to supply all our needs if we trust in you. May we always be faithful to your call, even when circumstances seem overwhelming. Thank you for loving and caring for us and for all the help you bring us. Dear Lord, give us patience to wait the full measure of your blessings. Remind us never to give up when praying, but always to remember your faithfulness. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. At this time, our choir will bring us a word and song. We'll understand it better by and by.